Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get WCCO news delivered to your inbox every day. Go to WCCORadio.com/get news. And if you sign up today, by the way, get a chance to win those tickets to see Elton John at the Target Center. It's at WCCORadio.com/get the news. Let's get the weather news. Meteorologist Paul Douglas, nice enough to join us here this morning. He'll be back this afternoon. Hi, Paul.
Hey, Mr. Lee. How are you, David?
Well, pretty good. I was getting some texts here. I thought I'd ask you, how long will the snow last, they asked.
Depends where you are. If you're on the east side, St. Paul on east, another good 2 to 4 hours of light snow, maybe another inch and a half. West of Minneapolis, the snow is pretty much winding down to flurries now, not much additional accumulation. Most spots picked up 4 to 6. Little more than we thought, quite frankly, which seems to be a trend. Sunday was more than we thought. So sometimes you wind up with less, sometimes you wind up with more than the models are telling you. And I keep telling people, Dave, it's not an exact science like economics or foreign policy. You know, everybody wants to know, how many inches in my yard, Paul? Please be precise. So, I don't know. I'm just a bewildered messenger. But we got at least 4 inches officially at the airport and counting, which means we are over 20 inches for the month of February, which means we're already the fourth snowiest February on record. The record is 26.5 back in 1962. And I think at the rate we're going to challenge that. So it's kind of unusual to have February as the snowiest month. Simply, there are fewer days in the month, which makes it tougher. January is usually the snowiest month of the year, although when I got here back in the early 80s, it was March. So things have shifted just a bit. But no outrageous amounts of snow. Most spots, 4, 5, 6 inches of snow on top of what we already had, and I know it's gummed up rush hour this morning, but I'm kind of happy for snow lovers.
Yeah.
So often, so many winters, you know, we're talking about changeovers to rain or ice, or where are the storms, or hey, it's El Nino and the storms are going south, and Paul, please send me a snowstorm. So I'm happy for snow-starved Minnesotans who like this stuff. And it is kind of pretty out there on the trees this morning.
Yeah, we took the snowshoes out yesterday. It was very nice. It was really nice to be out there doing that. Hey, Paul, I would ask you this, too, because we had reports as you're talking about our local weather. But as I'm driving in, I'm hearing about Maui getting snow and winds over 100 miles an hour. I realize it's higher elevations. How unusual is something like that?
It is a little rare. About once every 20 years or so, they get socked with a severe storm. And if it's a cold enough storm, you can get snow levels fairly far down the mountains. Where's Mr. Lynch? Where's the doctor?
He is on his way to Maui.
He's on his way. On his way. Did he take his snowshoes?
I didn't want to break it to him. Of course, he knew it ahead of. But I know that they have high surf warnings out there for. It looks like a little while yet as well, so he had seen.
Yeah, that. Every now and then, if the jet stream dips unusually far south, Hawaii can get socked. It's pretty rare, but yeah, you can get wild winds and heavy rain and certainly mountain snows on those volcanoes, which I hope are still extinct, right? They're still dormant volcanoes? I think so.
Yeah, well, remember on the Big Island, they had that one here, what, last year or a couple years ago now? Remember the lava coming out of that thing?
Yeah, boy, wouldn't that be unusual if Mr. Lynch is over there and they start erupting again? That'd be very bad.
Well, I don't know if they're still throwing sacrifices, but if I were him, I'd be awful careful.
Oh, my God. Oh, hey, one other other thing I wanted to add, if you're expecting somebody in from Chicago, they have ice storm warnings. They've had almost half an inch of ice at O'Hare and Midway. It's a mess, power outages. So as challenging as it is out there getting into work or school this morning, it could always be worse. You know, I'd gladly take this over glazed ice any day of the week.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, Paul, we'll look forward to hearing you this afternoon. Thanks for taking the time this morning, good neighbor.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Dave. Have a great show, my friend.
I'm going to talk to Bill Popp, see if we can get you to be the good neighbor tomorrow.
I'd like that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I just got to find somebody who knows him. Hey. I'll see you later.
I'll see you. Bye-bye.
It is 827 at CCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.